From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd is dead at the age of 92. The Democrat, the longest-serving member ever in Congress, died early today, about 3 years ago after he surpassed Senator Strom Thurmond as the longest-serving senator in history. Byrd addressed the issue of age head-on.
I will continue to do this work until this old body just gives out and drops.
And he said, don't expect that to be anytime soon. Jack Zahora has this profile of the late Robert Byrd.
Byrd was the Senate's patriarch. As president pro tem of the Senate and well into his 90s, Byrd was third in line to the presidency. His political career began in the West Virginia legislature in 1947. He notoriously organized a chapter of the Ku Klux Klan to court voters sympathetic of racial segregation. But before he went to Washington, Byrd quit the white supremacist group. And 6 Senate terms later, he endorsed the first black man to become president, Barack Obama. Robert Byrd will be remembered as a fierce defender of the U.S. Constitution, always carrying a copy in his pocket, and as one of the biggest economic engines for West Virginia, using his senatorial clout and mastery of the chamber's rules to allocate billions of federal dollars to his home state.
And that's reporter Jack Zahora with a profile of the late Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who is dead at the age of 92. Supreme Court confirmation hearings start today for Elena Kagan. She's currently Solicitor General, that's the government's top lawyer, conducting and supervising litigation before the High Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg has this preview of the opening session with the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Today's event will be largely theatrics and entirely scripted, as senators from both sides of the aisle deliver opening statements. At the end of the day, Kagan will be sworn in and give her own statement. Republicans are expected to criticize her lack of judicial experience, her tenure as dean at Harvard Law School, a tenure that GOP senators will seek to portray as anti-military. There will be no questioning of the nominee until tomorrow. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court wraps up its current term today. Gun advocates and opponents await a ruling on a Chicago handgun ban. It's been in effect for 28 years. A recent high court ban invalidated a ban, or rather high court decision invalidated a ban in another city, Washington, D.C. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband is dead. Martin Ginsburg was 78. He died yesterday of metastatic cancer. He was a distinguished attorney, an expert in tax law, and a well-known teacher at New York University, Columbia, and Georgetown. Stocks are up in Europe, bouncing back from a 4-session losing run. From Washington, this is NPR News. With nearly all the votes counted, Kyrgyzstan appears ready to overwhelmingly approve a new constitution. This is a major victory for the nation's fragile interim government. And as NPR's David Green reports, the interim leaders have been searching for legitimacy and struggling to deal with the aftermath of deadly ethnic violence 2 weeks ago.
This country's election commission says roughly 90% of voters approved a new constitution in a referendum held Sunday, and more than two-thirds of the country's eligible voters turned out at the polls. That's no small feat, given southern Kyrgyzstan was plagued by ethnic clashes only 2 weeks ago. One lingering question is how many minority ethnic Uzbeks were able to vote. Several hundred thousand fled the ethnic fighting, and while many refugees have returned, the Uzbek enclave of Cheryumushki in the city of Osh appeared empty yesterday. The new constitution makes Kyrgyzstan Central Asia's first parliamentary democracy, and the government, led by acting President Roza Atunbayeva, is hailing the document as a show of unity. Still, the government has a lot of explaining to do as it investigates what caused the ethnic fighting that tore much of this country apart. David Green, NPR News, Osh, Kyrgyzstan.
Forecasters in the U.S. say a long cold front moving through the eastern third of the country will produce rain and fog in New England and the mid-Atlantic today, possibly in the southeast in the afternoon. Look for triple-digit temperatures in the southwest, but a heat wave farther north along the Pacific coast should ease off today. As for Tropical Storm Alex, it's traveling through the Bay of Campeche, and the latest forecasts have it strengthening into a hurricane and moving into northeast Mexico. High winds and lightning storms delayed air traffic over the weekend. Thousands of people sat waiting for planes at Chicago's O'Hare and other connecting airports. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.